Can you tell us a bit about the forest that the protesters are down there trying to protect near Orbost in Victoria at the moment?
Okay, the forest we're trying to protect is old growth, high conservation value forest. It supports such a biodiversity of old growth as well as habitat. And it's been clear-felled, and basically it's been clear-felled for the woodchip-driven industry in Victoria.
So what sort of age are we talking about here with these trees?
With these trees, we're talking 400 years plus, and the trees, once felled, are about 3 metres high.
So previous to this logging, this forest has remained intact for thousands of years?
This is, Gondwana forest, which survived the last ice age, which was back 60 million years ago, similar to that of Tasmania. So we're working on the same forest types.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rainforest, and it's very old, and there's no way, after this has been logged, it can never return to its natural way.
One of the other things you mentioned in your press release is that some of the logging is going on near a special protection zone. Can you tell us what that means?
Okay, a special protection zone is a designated area of forest which is basically set up for an endangered species. And the one it's been set up for is the long-footed potoroo.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, with special protection zones, the government tends to log the borders around these, so they can't be added into the special protection zone. And basically it fragments all the forest which supports a vital corridor between old growth forest to old growth forest.
Yeah.
So the long-footed potoroo has nowhere else to go other than this special protection zone. So there's no escape. So basically it's not supporting the needs of breeding of the long-footed potoroo. It's not a big enough area.
Yeah, because it's not as though animals are going to recognise borders and fences, are they?
That's totally true. And to walk through a burnt coop, which once used to be old growth, the elements are too harsh. There's too many predators out there, like the fox in East Gippsland.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, how long has this forest standoff been going on in the Orbost Wollongong area?
Well, this has been over a decade we've been blockading here to save the old growth forest. It's such an issue that the government is starting to recognise that old growth forest needs to stop being logged. The majority of Australians want to see an end to old growth logging, but the government isn't acting quick enough. Like, in the next 5 years, the forest is going to be so fragmented and damaged that it's going to be beyond repair.
This fragmenting business where they go around taking a coop here and coop there, that's the same sort of technique they're using in Tasmania to devalue overall the forest area, isn't it?
That's totally true, and the government tends to pick on national parks. So what they'll do is set up a national park, but the borders of that national park will be clear-felled, so nothing else can be added into the national park. So it fragments the national park from the old growth forest, the patches that are left, which can't be protected because there's no way of connecting them to the national parks.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah.
This Monday, you successfully blockaded a coop in Ellery Forest. What was the outcome of that?
We did. We had two tree platforms which were connected 45 metres high down to logging machinery by ropes. Two people sat in these tree platforms, which prevented the logging machines from being able to be used.
Mm-hmm.
It effectively stopped logging for 2 days. We had people sitting up there for over 38 hours. And search and rescue climbed the trees to remove the conservationists from the tree sits, which they did, but the conservationists just climbed higher into the tree canopy, and search and rescue were unable to get them down. They came down on their own free will.
That says something about the police force.
That's totally true, yeah.
you still want people coming down to join the blockades in Orbost?
Definitely, we always do. We've got growing numbers, so there's a lot of support for this issue. It's a major issue. We're logging our old growth forests all over Australia, and it's time that the government listened and put an end to it. And the only way we're going to get that message across is by having a whole mob out here and participating in actions that we do and making the public aware that we still log our old growth forests.
Yeah, that's right. I hear you've got an activist road trip coming your way in February.
We sure do. It stops through East Gippsland on the 17th to 19th. It starts off at Sydney with a benefit gig with The Herd playing on February the 2nd. Then it goes to Lake Cowal and to the Canberra Tent Embassy, and then to the Woodchip Mill in Eden, which will be fun. And then it also stops here from the 17th to 19th.
Wow, that sounds great. I bet you're looking forward to that. A bit of a break from the tension.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, a bit of party time, I think.
Yeah, a bit of partying in the forest.
That's it, yeah.
Can you tell me what your website is for people who want to find out some more about what's going on down there?
Yeah, for sure. Our website here for the forests is www.gecko, which is G-E-C-O, .org.au. And the activist road trip is www.activistroadtrip.com. www.coop.org.au.
That's brilliant. Thanks a lot.